Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck. Or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge. Upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
I'd forgotten what a good game this is.
Yes, I'd forgotten.
How long does it go on for?
Oh, ages.
Oh, goody, goody.
This is the Extra Hawk Raid Podcast, episode 511, for the week of May 13th, 2024. I am The Score, David T. Cole, and I'm here with Loophole Seeker, Brian Young.
There's nothing in the rules saying a dog can't play.
Everyone else's answer knower, Leah Susan Engel.
Damn you, Picky.
Meal Stealer, Philip Smith.
Yum, yum, yum. Feed me those points. Yum, 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 yum.
Turn Mr. Tar Ariano.
Oh, damn it.
All right. Welcome, everybody, to another Extra Hot Great Listener Game Time. I say we just get into it. Everybody, do you know what time it is?
Game time.
It's game time.
Our first of two games today is called, my God, it's full of guest stars. It comes from Meredith, who earns herself an extra credit, topic of her choosing, plus a free shirt at the EAG store at throughmethods.com. In this game, our listeners here today will try to guess the TV show based on the famous people who guest starred either in single episodes or has recurring roles. I will give them the year the show premiered, and to start off, the first guest star in our list. If they can guess there, they will get a whopping 4 points. If they need more information, I will give a second guest star, after which the answer is worth 3 points. If they still need more information, I will give them a third guest star. Then a right answer is worth 2 points. Still don't know? I'm going to give you a series regular, after which the answer is worth 1 point. Now, Leah, can you please invoke the spirit of Sarah D. Bunting and ask the question?
Can I guess? Do I get multiple guesses?
You do, but there's a twist. I'm going to give you a wild guess at the first guest star. So when you get a wild guess for 4 points, and then one more guess to use at your discretion after that. All right, that's how it's played. Here's a few notes for everybody. All guest stars were famous at the time they were on the show. We have no before they were stars scenarios here. All shows are live-action scripted shows, with the exception of The Tiebreaker. So let's do an example. The year of the premiere of this show is 2022. Your first guest star is Bob Odenkirk. Anybody have a guess here? Bob Odenkirk. All right, I'll give you the second one. Jamie Lee Curtis.
Oh, The Bear.
The Bear. That would be correct for 3 points. We would have had Olivia Colman as your next guest star, and then Jeremy Allen White as our series regular, The Bear. No steel meals for this game. Let's start with Picky to see who's going first.
We will start with valued guest.
All right. Of course, that means we will go Brian, Leah, Philip for both our games today. We've got 36 questions in this one. We've got two Gross Worth Equalizer challenge zones. Are we ready to play? My God. It's full of guest stars.
Yes.
My God. Yes.
Good luck, everybody.
All right, we are to Brian, a.k.a. Dr. Calhoun, first. Your show debuted in the year 1977. Your first guest star is Joan Rivers. Joan Rivers. 1997. You get a wild guess for 4 points.
Trying to think of what Joan Rivers
guest starred.
I remind you, live scripted shows, so it's not like The Tonight Show, which she...
Yeah, that was my first guess, but I don't know what she... Life with Lucy.
That is incorrect. Second guest star is Vanessa Williams.
Third guest star, please.
Andy Warhol. So your guest stars are Joan Rivers, Vanessa Williams, and Andy Warhol, who are three people that have never been in my kitchen.
I think it's got to be Love Boat.
The Love Boat is correct for 2 points. Yes, Love Boat. To Leah, your show debuted in 1999. Your first guest star is Leslie Mann.
Leslie Mann in 1999. What was happening? Sex in the City?
Your second guest star, Jason Schwartzman.
God, now I just think bored to death, but that's not how that works. What came out in 99?
What did come out in 99? Good question.
I don't know. Mm-hmm. I was in my freshman year of college living it up.
We're too worried about Y2K to really watch much TV.
You know what? That's true. That's probably what it was. Speaking of Dawson's Creek?
That is incorrect. The third guest star was Ben Stiller. Would that have helped you?
It would not. No.
What if I gave you the lead, Jason Segel?
Oh, yeah. Heard of him. Yes. Oh, my God.
What if I reminded you who Leslie Mann was married to?
I watched all of Freaks and Geeks. Yes, I watched all of Freaks and Geeks. Oh.
All right. No points there, but still lots of game to go. Philip, are you ready for your first?
I'm ready.
1998. Chloe Sevigny is your first guest star.
Is that Sex and the City?
It is not. Second guest star, Minnie Driver. Minnie Driver.
Will and Grace.
Will and Grace is good for 3 points. Nice guess. Back to Dr. Calhoun. 2023, John Ratzenberger.
Well, I know it's not Cheers. So that's all I can get. I don't know what he's done lately. So next clue, please.
S. Patha Murchison.
I don't know who that is. So next clue, please.
Cherry Jones is your third guest star. 2023.
Drawing a blank, so give me the one more.
Here's one of your series leads, Natasha Lyonne.
Oh, it's not Russian Doll. It's, what's the other one? Poker Face.
Poker Face is correct, yes.
Yes.
Everybody guest starring for one episode there. To Leah, 1992. First guest star, Jerry Lewis.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh,
it gets better from there, let me tell you. It's quite the lineup we got ready for you.
Family Matters.
Second guest star, Yoko Ono. Got one guest left. Yoko Ono.
I had a wild guess on the first one, and I was right.
Tara, well, a little
Tara.
Side brag.
Just a layperson. Give me another one.
Third guest star, Cyndi Lauper. Jerry Lewis, Yoko Ono, Cyndi Lauper together at last. On what show?
1992. I was... Yeah. Saved by the Bell.
Saved by the Bell is incorrect. Your lead was Helen Hunt. That's Mad About You.
Wow. Yes.
All right, to Philip. 1969. Your guest star is Joe Namath. 1969, Joe Namath. The Heartache of Vapor Lock. Joe Namath.
Coach, the early years.
Second guest star, Vincent Price.
Is this a vampire man?
Is this a vampire man?
Next guess.
My favorite show.
That's the episode title, by the way. I'm just writing that down.
Is this a vampire man? Thank you. Oh my God, that's also a t-shirt? Sorry.
Yes, it is.
Davy Jones is your third guest star. So Joe Namath, Vincent Price, Davy Jones.
Is this the Brady Bunch?
Yeah, it's the Brady Bunch, 2 points.
Okay.
Oh my God. All right, back to Brian, Dr. Calhoun. 1990 is your show. Your guest star is Burt Reynolds.
1990.
Cosmopolitan Centerfold, Burt Reynolds.
Well, I guess it was, I wonder if Evening Shade was a spinoff, but I don't know. I'm going to guess Gator, the series.
Your second guest star is Rosie O'Donnell. One more guest left here.
Yeah. Give me another guest star, please.
Third, Debbie Gibson. Burt Reynolds, Rosie O'Donnell, Debbie Gibson, 1990.
I'm getting into a series regular.
Ian Ziering.
Oh, would that be Beverly Hills 90210?
It would be, yes. Good for 1 point there with the last clue. Who did Burt Reynolds play in 90210, Tara?
He played himself.
Oh, okay, great. Perfect. And Rosie O'Donnell?
Herself.
And Debbie Gibson?
Herself.
Perfect. Leah, the year is 1992. Your guest star is Phil Hartman.
1992, Phil Hartman.
Yeah. Wild 4-point guess coming at us.
Nurses.
Nurses. Wow. That's a deep cut. Second guess, Jerry Seinfeld. Jerry Seinfeld.
Let's keep going.
Ed McMahon. Phil Hartman, Jerry Seinfeld, Ed McMahon.
Why is there a scripted show that just brings on celebrities and comedians and I have no idea? Let's keep going.
All right. Your series regular is Rip Torn.
I'm just going to have to duck out of this one.
All right. Anybody else on the panel know this one? That is the Larry Sanders Show. Larry Sanders Show. That's why all those people came on. Although Phil Hartman does not play himself, I believe, right? Phil Hartman plays the character?
92? No, he was already on SNL by then.
I'm thinking of Bob Odenkirk.
Yes.
Yeah. To Philip, 2011, with Martin Starr. Martin Starr is your first guest.
Silicon Valley. No.
Second guest, Ian McShane. Martin Starr, Ian McShane.
Let me get one more. Well, you know what?
Always thinking about going for it.
Is this Deadwood?
No, he was a regular on Deadwood, not a guest.
Yeah.
Third clue, just for shits and giggles, Ed Sheeran.
Oh, is this Game of Thrones?
Game of Thrones is correct, yes. No points there, but you got there. We are back to Brian with this 2009 show with guest star Benjamin Bratt.
That's an actor whose name I've heard, but I don't know what he looks like, so I have no idea. No, I can't even take a wild guess.
He's a handsome man.
An actor who's attractive?
Yep. Chaz Palminteri. Not as attractive, but more fun to say.
I'm going to need another guest star, please.
Edward Norton. Brat. Palminteri. Norton. Guest starred in what?
Yeah, I'm going to need a reoccurring.
All right. One of your leads is Ed O'Neill, 2009.
Modern Family?
Modern Family is correct for 1 point. Yes.
Never seen it.
Leah, 1979, with guest star Zsa Zsa Gabor. Famous cop slapper, Zsa Zsa Gabor.
The Muppet Show?
Good guess.
Good guess.
Ooh.
Second guest, Jermaine Jackson. I remind you, it is not The Muppet Show. Because so far, I think that still tracks.
Right. It's a little early for The Muppet Show. But let's keep going.
Elle DeBarge.
Good Lord.
Yeah.
Still
got a lead. If Soul Train is incorrect. These are scripted.
Famously scripted.
Yeah.
Listen, you don't know. You thought they were improvising.
Right. If I told you the lead is Charlotte Ray. Anybody?
I know Dr. Calhoun knows.
Dr. Calhoun, what is it?
I think it's Facts of Life.
Facts of Life, yes. That is correct.
Yeah, I remember Elle DeBarge being on there, yeah.
The Jermaine Jackson episode is a famous one as well.
All right, this will take us now to our first score break, so everybody get ready. It is for Philip. It is from 2006. Your first guest star is Carrie Fisher. Carrie Fisher.
30 Rock?
30 Rock is our first 4-point answer. Yes.
Woo!
30 Rock. We also had Oprah Winfrey and Elaine Stritch. Tara.
Working on my net cheese.
Okay. Philip, after that thrilling 4-point answer, has 9. Brian has 5. Leah, looking to get on the board.
All right. That means, Leah, you are in the Grossworth Equalizer Challenge Zone.
Woo! Good God. Yes.
All right. I'm going to give you the choice of the many, many boxes we have of Trivial Pursuit and Trivial Pursuit adjacent questions here. So we have the one we started with, the purple 80s published TV box. Uh-huh. We have the 80s pop culture edition. We have the 90s pop culture edition. We have the general pop culture 2 box, which is most recent. We have the off-brand one I found at our Goodwill that we both shop at, Leah.
Don't pick that one.
Less questions, more points. And also we have the Trivial Pursuit Travel Boob Tube Edition box.
So even though I clearly remember nothing before 1993, I'm going to go with the 90s version because I need the extra clue. Thank you.
The nice thing about the 90s box is that you get the year the question pertains to as well as additional piece of information. We're going to do 4 and 8. If you get 3 of these 6 questions left, you're going to get 4 points. If you somehow sweep the card, we're going to double it to 8. Big points.
Oh, damn.
Somehow.
Well, not that good of luck.
Somehow. Everything.
I didn't mean that with shade, but you're welcome to interpret it.
Listen, it's fair today. It's fair.
The 90s editions do have the years attached, so this is a 1999 question.
Yes, sir.
How many lifelines were available to contestants in the first year of Who Wants to Be a Millionaire?
3. Final answer.
Is correct. Nicely done. 1997. What White House cabinet member did Will Ferrell portray on Saturday Night Live in a royal blue dress and pearls?
That's Janet Reno in her one blue dress.
Correct. 2 for 2. 1997. What cop show lingered over the death of Detective Bobby Simone for 5 long episodes?
Okay, this I don't know, but the time I'm going to guess NYPD Blue?
Wow!
You have 4 points.
Oh, here we go.
Okay.
1997. What game show did Entertainment Weekly call as addictive as a potent potable?
Jeopardy.
Jeopardy is correct. 1995. Who appeared in the epic films Live Nude Girls and Porky's before Sex and the City beckoned?
All the guys are nodding.
Porky's seminal video you could get at the video store when you were young that had boobies in it.
Yeah, seminal.
Right, I'm aware of this.
Yeah, I know. I choose my words carefully.
Kim Cattrall.
You are correct.
Oh, shit.
Oh, boy.
Oh,
it
oh
shit. It comes down to the...
1990. Leah is visibly nervous. What company did Carson Productions spin off to produce David Letterman's Late Show? So what company produced The Late Show?
Worldwide Pants.
Worldwide Pants. Holy, we have a sweep.
Shit. Holy shit. She did it somehow. Dave.
Amazing.
Let's get the updated scores. I am gobsmacked.
Well, I said it could change everything, and it fucking did.
Dave.
Brian has 5. Leah has 8. Philip in the lead with 9.
All right. Nicely done. Let's get back into it with Brian. Your show is from 2018, and your first guest star is Dee Snider. D-E-E. Dee Snider.
Wow. Give me another guest star, please. I can't even take a wild guess.
2018. Tamlin Tamita.
Another guest star, please.
Elizabeth Shue.
Man, I'm drawing a blank. Give me the reoccurring, please.
All right. Your lead actor is William Zabka.
Anybody can just make up names.
Wow.
I have no idea.
You know who did? Mr. and Mrs. Zabka.
I have no idea. Any of those people. I know who Dee Snider is, but...
Philip or Leah, do you know?
Tara knows.
What is it, Tara?
Cobra Kai. Cobra Karate Kai. Town.
Oh. Yes, it's Karate Town. To Leah, 2005, guest starring Natalie Cole. Wild 4-point guess.
Veronica Mars.
Veronica Mars is not correct. Second guest star, Christina Ricci.
Let's keep going.
Gina Davis.
2005. I gotta stop trying to... All right, another one.
All right, your lead actor, Patrick Dempsey.
Oh, is that Grey's Anatomy?
It is Grey's Anatomy.
What was on my list?
2005? Holy shit, that show's been on forever.
Yep.
Damn.
Right?
Philip, 2009, first guest star, Jeff Goldblum.
True Blood.
Second guest star, Kate Hudson. Kate Hudson. One more guest left.
Next guest star.
Gwyneth Paltrow.
Glee.
Glee is correct for 2 points. Yes. Back to Brian. 1984. Your guest star is Little Richard. 1984.
Alf.
It's not a bad guess.
It's not a bad guess, but Don King is your second guest star.
Ooh, do I take a big swing?
Sweet.
I got. I'm in last place. So Miami Vice.
Miami Vice is correct. 3 points.
Hey! Whoa.
Helena Bonham Carter was your third guest. Nicely done. This is question 17.
Ready.
Spread
Eagle.
Is for Leah from 2009. Newt Gingrich is your first guest star.
Parks and Rec.
Parks and Recreation. Rec. Yes. 4 points. Nicely done.
Nice.
To Philip. 1988. Paul Rubens.
Full House.
Not correct. Second guest star, Bette Midler.
Murphy Brown?
Yes, Murphy Brown. Nice. Correct. Yes. Third was John F. Kennedy Jr. Nicely done. Ooh. All right, this is back to Brian for question. 1997, Ashanti is your first guest star.
Moesha.
Your second guest star is Joel Grey.
I need a third guest star.
John Ritter.
I need a regular.
We're going to give you David Boreanaz.
What year was it?
97. Good question.
I know who he is, but I haven't watched any of the shows he's been a regular on, so I don't... it's 50-50, Angel? No.
Oh, we got you with the Boreanaz. We're looking for Buffy. Buffy.
Buffy, yeah. Oh, yeah, see?
Is this a vampire man?
All right, to Leah. Is that what I sound like when I do it? Do I sound like that?
Yeah, kinda.
Gotta get my coffee.
2015 for you, Leah. Maya Rudolph is your guest star. Who is a person that has been in my house? Maya Rudolph.
Mm-hmm. The Good Place.
The Good Place. Good guess. Incorrect. Second guest, Laura Dern. One more guest star and one lead actor still to go.
Let's keep going. I'm just not sure.
Third guest, John Hamm. That's two M's.
Yes, him. Let's keep going just so the people keep yelling at the radio.
Sure. One of your leads, Titus Burgess, no M's.
Oh, Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt.
Correct for 1 point. All right, Philip, your show debuted in 1988. Your first guest star is Joan Collins.
Joan Collins. This is, I think, too late, but no. Cheers.
It is not Cheers. Your second guest star, Morgan Fairchild. Got one more guest, one lead.
She's guest star. Let's one more.
Sharon Stone. Joan Collins, Morgan Fairchild, Sharon Stone.
The most glamorous TV show of all. which I will know after a series regular.
Laurie Metcalf.
Oh, Roseanne.
Roseanne, good for one. Yes, very glamorous.
I would have bet money the third guest was going to be Sandra Bernhardt. I was actually waiting for it, but...
A very glamorous TV show, yes.
Mm-hmm.
All right, back to Dr. Calhoun for your show, which debuted in 2007. Your first guest star is LeVar Burton. LeVar Burton.
Enterprise.
Enterprise is not correct.
That's too late.
Your second guest star is Bob Newhart. Holy shit, what? Get to the basement, kids. Yes. Bob Newhart's here. LeVar Burton, Bob Newhart.
Next guest star, please.
Stephen Hawking.
Oh, it would just be Big Bang Theory?
It would be, and it's good for 2 points. To Leah, 1984. Tito Puente 1984.
Is this Cheers?
It is not. Second guest, Lena Horne.
84. Let's keep going.
Stevie Wonder.
Right. Why are we having... Oh, Cosby Show?
Cosby Show. Good for two. Yes. All right. This one is for Philip. It'll take us into our second score break. Your show debuted in the year 2000, guest starring Sherilyn Fenn.
The year 2000. The Sarah Connor Chronicles.
Second guest, Sebastian Bach.
Oh, Gilmore Girls?
Gilmore Girls. Madeline Albright was going to be your third. That is good for three. And let's get them scores, please.
We have Philip with 18, Leah with 16, Brian has 10.
All right, Brian, that means you are now in the Grocer's Equalizer Challenge. Oh. Do you have a box that you know you want, Brian?
That 90s box is sounding pretty good.
The good luck charm?
Yeah.
Here we go.
Good luck.
Somehow.
Somehow.
Oh!
1999, Brian. What enormous candy is the confection of choice for Ed, and Eddie's cartoon stars? Sorry, Eddie's cartoon stars.
Yeah, I was not watching cartoons at that point, so there goes my hopes.
Enormous candy.
Enormous. The 100 grand bar.
The jawbreaker. Still, he can get three and get 4 points. Still on the table. 1992. What cable access TV show from Aurora, Illinois is broadcast from the Campbell family basement?
Wayne's World.
Wayne's World is correct. 1992. What diva sang One More for the Road as Johnny Carson's last Tonight Show guest?
Bette Midler.
Yes, second mention for her. 1993, Dr. Calhoun. What sitcom character was the only dog to appear solo on an Entertainment Weekly cover in the 90s? It happened in 93.
The Fray Church dog? Is it Eddie?
Eddie is correct. Yes, you just added four to your total. Nicely done. Ooh. Update them scores, please, sir.
Okay, now Brian, a.k.a. Dr. Calhoun, has 14. Leah still with 16. Philip still with 18. Very close game.
All right, everybody has three questions left. Oof. We're going back to Brian for your next question. It is from a show that debuted in the year 1997. Your first guest star is Sting.
Let's think of Kama Sutra, the series.
Is that on cable?
Yeah.
Yes.
Live
it's
on
more NBC
Prime Time.
Known as Red Shoe Diaries. Yeah.
In the UK, it's called Fuckfest, but here it's called Kama Sutra. Your second guest star is Elton John. Elton John. Okay. Sting
Third
and Elton.
Guest star.
Mariah Carey. Sting, Elton John, Mariah Carey, 1997.
Oh, man. I'm going to need a series regular, please.
Courtney Thorne Smith.
Oh, is this Melrose Place?
It is not. What are the guest stars was Dancing Baby?
Oh, Ally McBeal.
Ally McBeal, yes. All right, Leah, 1999. Christian Slater is your first guest star.
1999, Christian Slater. Yep. I'm just going to keep guessing Sex and the City until we get there.
Okay. Laura Dern is your second guest star.
This is my second Laura Dern, not knowing. I'm going to be so in trouble with certain populations. Let's keep going.
Mark Harmon. So we got Christian Slater, Laura Dern, and Mark Harmon all guest starring on what 1999 show?
The West Wing.
The West Wing is correct for 2 points. Yes.
Yes.
It's the one I've been waiting for this entire time because I knew it was going to be in the game.
Well, why didn't you say that and still go with your Sex and the City thing all the time with you with the Sex and the City?
Sometimes I'm dumb.
Forgot our poll laureate Laura Dern.
I mean, she tells it like it is.
Perfect boyfriend Christian Slater with an astro. Oh.
Sometimes I'm dumb is the subhead for this episode, by the way.
That's the tag at the end of the show.
Yep.
Sometimes I'm dumb. 2009. Anna Gasteyer is your guest star, Philip.
What's she doing? That's going to be Benson.
Ed Asner is your second guest star, 2009.
Is this The Good Wife?
It is The Good Wife.
Wow.
Michael J. Fox was your next guest star. That nice. Is worth 3 points. Nicely done.
Anna Gasteyer, I don't remember her on that.
Me neither.
Dr. Calhoun, 1978. Milton Berle.
See. I was 5 years old. Mm-hmm. So that would be a show. I have no idea. Guest star, please.
Muhammad Ali is your second guest star.
Another guest star.
All right. If you don't get this one, you haven't been paying attention to pop culture. Nancy Reagan.
Oh, is it Different Strokes?
Different Strokes. Yes, correct for two. Yeah. That is Different Strokes. All right. To Leah, 1998. Alanis Morissette.
1998. Alanis Morissette. Ellen?
Second guest star, Jerry Halliwell.
Spicing up my life. Let's keep going.
Mikhail Brishnikov.
I hate everything. It's Sex in the City. Wah, 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 wah.
That's good for two.
Oh my God. Wow. I'm living that. Jesus Christ.
All right, Philip. 2011 is the year your show debuted, guest starring Jamie Lee Curtis.
Was on Scream Queens?
Green Queens is not the right show. Your second guest star is Taylor Swift.
Oh. Next guest star, please.
Prince.
The New Girl.
New Girl, yes. New Girl is worth 2 points.
All right. My quirkometer is off.
You could look more adorkable. This is a good time of year to get that checked. Before it gets really
hot. I got my bangs at least. Yeah, okay.
You get your shingles and then you get that chick.
Yeah.
All right. Everybody's got one question left. So, Tara, let's get these 11th hour scores.
All righty. Brian, aka Dr. Calhoun, has 16. Leah, 20. Philip, 23.
Ooh. All right. Here we go. Brian, 1999. First guest star is Carol Burnett.
Mama's Family, The New Generation.
Second guest star, Angela Lansbury.
99. Since I'm... let's go with another guest star.
Robin Williams.
Drawing a blank. I need another the regular then.
All right. Your series lead, Ice-T.
Is this one of the Law and Order variants that I've never watched, I guess, or NCIS or something? It's one of them. I don't know.
You got an answer there?
Wow.
No.
Are you late for something, Brian? Are we holding you up?
Yes.
Law and Order what? Give me one.
Is he SVU? I don't know.
You don't know, or that's your answer?
That's my answer.
You
I'm guessing
correct.
It's wrong, but... Oh, yes.
One
okay.
point, and that's why you give an answer and sing, I don't know.
That's right.
Leah, 1994.
Yes.
Charlie Sheen is your guest star. Guest star. Charlie Sheen is your guest star.
Friends.
You are correct for 4 points.
Wow.
Damn.
And finally, to Philip, 2005.
Can I just say, I would watch Law & Order, I don't know.
Can you make the dung dung inquisitive, like dung dung
dung dung dung, 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 dung.
Would
dung,
it be dung. Inquisitive or would it be like dung dung
dung dung? Katie Holmes, 2005. Philip.
Katie Holmes in 2005. Gossip Girl.
Gossip Girl. Mm. Incorrect. Second guest star, Britney Spears.
How I Met Your Mother.
How I Met Your Mother is good for three.
Shit. Wow.
Oh, Tara looks excited about something, so let's get them regulation scores.
All right, Brian, finishing with 17. Leah, 24. Philip, our winner, 26.
Oh, nicely done, Philip.
Valued guest.
All right, nicely done. You win game one, Philip, but we do have the tiebreaker we're going to use for an additional point to start off the next game. So you're going to start the next game with 1 point, whoever gets this. Open to everybody. I hope you remember what I was saying at the start of all this, because it's going to help you if you do. Your show is from 2009. Your first guest star is Timothy Oliphant.
Timothy.
The Office.
The Office is not correct. I'm going to give everybody else a guess.
Ooh.
Before we open it up again, reminder, Timothy, this guy, you're like, oh yeah. Uh-huh. Off with his pants. All right, quick guesses here with just Timothy Oliphant on the table. All right, gotta move on.
Deadwood.
No, he's a regular in Deadwood. Second guest star, Kenny Loggins.
Playing House.
George Takei.
Community.
Your series regular. Anybody? What? Your series regular, Aisha Tyler.
Archer.
Archer, yes.
Oh, oh.
Oh, Dante Cole.
Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge. Upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Oh, that was a great ad, wasn't it? Guys, you know what time it is?
Still game time?
Time.
Yes. All right, the back half of today's episode, we are going to play TV CVs, which comes from Mike Seifert, who earns himself an extra credit topic of his choosing plus a free shirt at our store at throughmethods.com. Mike writes, when the actor has appeared on multiple shows, sometimes I adopt the headcanon that the characters on each show are actually the same person. So in that spirit, he'd like to imagine that Jimmy James from News Radio later became a federal judge in Kentucky on Justified, and even later managed an LA hitman on Barry, since all three characters were played by Stephen Root. In this game, I am going to give you three entries from such a combined character's CV. Each entry will include the years in which the character appeared on the show, the character's occupation on that show, and in most cases, the company and city in which the character was working. Your job is to identify the actor from these clues. You may guess after each clue. Points are going on an inverse system, so 3 points after clue one, 2 points after clue two, 1 point after clue three. After you have guessed the actor, correct or incorrect, you can earn an extra point for naming all three shows referenced by the clues. If the name of a show is related to the name of a company or the town in which it takes place, they may be redacted from your clue. We have 24 questions, 2 growth equalizer challenge zones. Are we ready to play TVCVs, everybody?
Maybe.
Let's do it.
Yeah, let's do it.
All right, we start with Brian again. You can guess after each one or just ask for the next clue. Your choice. 2017 to 2023, professor of mathematics, Columbia University, New York City. Who's the actor?
Next CV item, please.
1991 to 1997, taxi driver, Nantucket.
Oh, crap. What is his name? So it's what's his name from Monk, but I don't know what his name is. I don't know his what's his name? Is that a good answer?
What's his name? No, not a good answer. Okay. Although Philip would like to watch it. The guy who did the thing is incorrect. All right, here's your last clue. 2002 to 2009, private detective, San Francisco.
Yeah, it's the Monk guy.
Right.
And I don't know his name. No idea. That guy who did that thing.
The guy who did the thing. All right. So it's not like you know the actor. Anybody?
Tony Shalhoub.
Oh. All right. Still got a chance at a point if you can name all 3 shows referenced in the CV items. Professor of Mathematics, Columbia University. Taxi driver in Nantucket. Private detective, San Francisco.
Well, I can only get 2 of the 3.
Which are?
Wings and Monk.
You are correct.
Wings and Monk. I don't know the professor.
We were looking for Marvis Mrs. Maisel for that one.
What Mrs. Maisel?
Hmm? The marvelous marvelous Mrs. Maisel?
Yeah, you said Marvis.
Did I? The marvelous Mrs. Maisel. She's also Marvis.
Marvels, the Marvel marvelous.
Yes. All right. To Leah, your first CV item. 2021 to 2023, stunt double, New York City.
Stunt double, New York City. Let's keep going.
2009 to 2010, caterer, company redacted, Los Angeles.
Okay, so it's someone from Party Down. Can you remind me what the 21 to 23 job was,
stunt
or is
double.
That illegal?
Stunt double.
Yep, you get a guess at every level.
Yeah, Ryan Hansen.
2009 to 2015, cheerleading coach, William McKinley High School, Lima, Ohio.
Nice.
Okay, so that's... Who was on... Oh my God, I'm so dumb. And now her name has... I can only think of her character name. All of her character names.
No, you know her name.
No, I know I do. I know her name like I know my name. Which is... Yeah. I want to call her Constance. I want to call her Constance so badly. I just completely lost Sue Sylvester's name.
Oh,
oh boy, that's a heartbreaker. By the way, your name is Leah, in case you forgot.
Oh, shoot. Okay. Yeah.
We're looking for anybody?
Jane Lynch.
Jane Lynch.
Thank you.
All right. Famous mean lady on Marvis Mean Maisel.
I know the shows.
All right. You get a chance for 1 point. You name all 3 shows.
Yes.
Referenced.
Yes.
Stunt double, caterer, cheerleading coach.
Yes. Glee, Party Down, and Only Murders in the Building.
All right. That is 1 point.
Ooh. Well done.
To Philip, 2003 to 2005, lawyer, Newport Beach, California.
Is this... Oh, is this curly hair man Reese Matthews? Is that a person?
I don't know. I don't know who you're thinking of. Second item, 2018 to 2023, acting teacher, Los Angeles.
Oh, Barry Winkler. No.
Third item, 1974 to 1984, auto mechanic, Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
Oh, not Barry Winkler. Henry Winkler.
Henry Winkler, yes. All right, name the 3 shows.
For 1 point,
you just said
right?
One of them.
Oh, yeah. So, that's Barry, Happy Days, and then it was...
Lawyer, Newport Beach, California, 2003 to 2005.
Oh, that would be Arrested Development.
Yes, all right, 1 extra point there.
And it's 1 point for getting the...
2 points total.
Okay, yeah, got it.
back to Brian with your first CV item, 2011 to 2012, Mayor, Chicago, Illinois.
How dare you, Dave?
I didn't make up this game.
You
blame Mike.
Don't know.
How dare you, Mike?
1990 to the present, Brian. Children's entertainer, Springfield.
Are there animated shows in this?
Any shows, fair game in this one.
Okay. What? I don't know the name of the actor who plays Krusty the Clown. Or is it? Wait. What was the first clue again? The mayor
of Chicago.
Is this Kelsey Grammer?
It is Kelsey Grammer. Woo! 2 points.
Okay.
Yes. All right.
Mm-hmm. I was like, who plays Krusty?
Your third item is 1984 to 1993, Psychiatrist, Boston. What are the three shows?
I can only get two, Cheers and Simpsons.
You're correct on those two. Tara, what's that third one?
Boss, or was it their blue?
Boss, you said it. I'm going to give it to you. One extra
point.
Yes.
Yes. Ooh, I nice. Need it.
Brian is learning. You always should answer. Because we don't negative.
Just keep talking until you say something right.
That's right.
It's the principle behind filibustering.
We are to Leah, 1996 to the year 2000, accountant, Office of the Mayor, New York City.
Michael J. Fox.
2012 to 2017, singer, City Redacted, Tennessee.
Connie Britton.
You are correct for well two done. Points.
Yeah. Yes, there we go.
Nice.
Sorry.
We're good.
Your last entry, 2006 to 2011, guidance counselor, Dillon High School, Dillon, Texas. Can you name the three shows?
Yes, it's Spin City.
That's the accountant.
Nashville.
Yep.
And Friday Night Lights.
Yes, woo! That is your woo! Extra
impressive.
Point. Back to Philip. 2009 to 2011, car salesman, Thoreau Chevrolet, Los Angeles.
Sounds like a greasy person. Next position.
Sounds like a greasy person. A greasy vampire man. 1993 to 1998, detective, Baltimore Police Department.
Okay, I'm I think that's homicide. I don't know. No, they're just all right. I need the next one.
You get a free guess at every level. Just so I don't want to tell you people how to play, but you're not taking advantage of free
I know,
guesses.
Well,
I'm just saying, if I said maybe it's homicide and I had a free guess, I might say somebody from homicide.
I'm Detective Munch and Captain Holt are my.
Right, here's your third one. Sorry. 2013 to 2021, commanding officer, 99th Precinct, NYPD.
Yes, this is what I was scared of. The handsome man with a deep voice. And
you got this. You got this.
Corgi, who recently left us.
We miss him.
No. Or
very handsomely. and his name
is the following, which I will say for
his name.
Don't Jane Lynch it. You can do this.
All right. All right. Anybody else know this one? Put him out of his misery.
Andre Brower.
Yeah. All right, Philip, can you name the shows? So we've got car salesman, detective, commanding officer.
Oh, gosh, so it's homicide, life on the streets,
yep.
Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
Correct.
And
car salesman, Thoreau Chevrolet.
I can't believe that I actually think, Men of a Certain Age.
You are correct.
Wow.
Extra points. Nicely done. Back to Brian. 2011 to 2015, crime scene investigator, Las Vegas, Nevada.
So I guess that'd be CSI Original Rays, but none never saw that show. So, don't know who the actor would be.
Okay. Second clue, 2016 to 2020, architect, neighborhood 12358W.
That does not make any sense. So I'm trying to think of It's not the Brady Bunch. That's the only show I know with an architect. Yeah,
2016 to 2020. I got one more for you if you need it. Here.
Okay.
1984 to 1993, bartender, Boston, Mass.
Oh, Ted Danson.
Ted Danson is the correct actor. 1 point. Do you know the shows?
So, Cheers.
Yes.
The Good Place.
Yes.
And then, is it a CSI?
Don't do this again. You can't ask me. I can't tell you. You just got to give me a fucking answer, Brian.
CSI, I don't know.
CSI Cyber or Law and Order Cyber.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's one of those,
yep.
But
sure.
Law and Order Cyber. No, CS. Yeah. Let's go with that. No, it's a CSI Cyber.
Oh, that was a journey.
He was also in CSI Cyber, but those weren't the years.
We were looking for CSI Original Ray's Mothership, just the regular one.
Okay.
Ted Danson is one of the later ones after Fishburne? Question mark?
You could just be making things up and I'd have to believe you.
Law and Order Cyber starring Captain Dixie Platinum.
You got Danson, which I didn't think you were going to get at the beginning there, so good on you for the 1 point. Back to Leah, 2019 to the present. Anchor, UBA News Division, New York City.
Jennifer Aniston.
2009 to 2016, attorney, Stern, Lockhart & Gardner, Chicago, Illinois.
Stern, Lockhart & Gardner is The Good Wife, and I should have written down what the first one is because I already forgot.
Anchor, UBA News Division, New York City, 2019 to the present.
Oh, Josh Charles. Oh.
Third item, 1994 to 2000, nurse manager, Cook County General Hospital, Chicago, Illinois.
Yes, it's Juliana Margulies.
There you go. 1 point. All right, name them shows.
Sorry. Okay. So I'm trying to remember what they were again. I was trying to write
here
things
we go.
Down.
2019 to the present. Anchor, UBA News Division, New York City.
Oh, yeah. That's the thing that I don't know what she's doing now. So I have The Good Wife and ER, and I don't know what she's doing now, but it's an anchor. So let's say the morning show.
You are correct. That is worth another point.
Yes!
Total
nice.
Two.
Very good.
Very good. All right. Philip, are you ready? This will take us into our score break. Your first CV item, 2013 to 2015, emergency room physician, All Saints Hospital, New York City.
2002, All Saints. It's going to be Law and Order Med. What's the Chicago Med? Oliver Platt.
2023, none, various locations.
The nun who's
in various locations.
I think maybe a wrestler that I'm going to. I gotta get the last clue.
All right, he's stalling for time. The last clue is, to your surprise, 2017 to 2019, professional wrestler, Los Angeles. Having trouble pulling the actor.
I know this is a lovely woman who is blonde frequently. And I'm not going to get this name.
No!
Okay. Anybody else know who this actor is?
Isn't this Betty Gilpin?
Betty Gilpin,
yes.
All right. Philip, can you name those three shows? So let's do them in order. We're going to go backwards. Professional wrestler.
This is Glow.
Nun.
Is this called Nun?
Nope. And do you know the emergency room physician show?
No, I don't.
All
actually,
right.
Was that Chicago Med?
We're looking for Nurse Jackie.
Nurse Jackie.
That's that one. Mrs. Davis. That's the nun. And then Glow, you were right on. All right. A lot of heartbreakers in this game so far, Tara. Let's get them scores.
How dare you disrespect your mother like that? Gia is in the lead with 6 points. Philip and Brian are tied with 4 each.
All right. Ooh. Can and you reach consensus on which question box you would like me to ask you. We continue with the 90s stuff if you want, but we got 80s, we got older, we've got the random boob tube edition, we got the funky Goodwill edition.
I got to pick last game, so you
can
pick. All
right, Philip, you're up.
I think sticking with the 90s sounds like a good idea.
Sticking with the 90s. 1993. So confer and then give me an official answer, please, gentlemen, on what long-running sitcom revealed on its final episode that its lead character wore a hairpiece.
Oh, that was Cheers. I think it's...
I'm going to go with you on that one.
Yeah.
Cheers
yeah.
is correct.
Yeah.
1993 again. Whose first TV cooking show, How to Boil Water, was a colossal flop.
Who's trying to do basic... Okay, what year was that?
1993. Okay. The year of How to Boil Water.
Is this... Do you think Emeril?
That was the only name that came to mind, too, for me, so...
Emeril? Emeril Lagasse? Yeah. Bam! Correct!
Wow! Ooh.
1997... What neighborhood community grows food for the Powerpuff Girls' hometown of Townsville? What neighboring community to Townsville grows food for the Powerpuff Girls peoples?
I didn't watch enough Powerpuff Girls to know that.
I'm going to say Farmville is probably, if it's town and Farmville.
Yeah, that's a good guess.
I'm going to give it to you. It's Farmsville, but that was some good thinking.
Mm-hmm.
That's 4 points for you, gentlemen. If you get the next three... We're going to double.
Sam Malone, Ted Danson's character, wore the wig.
Do they each get them or are they split them?
They're splitting all the points.
Okay.
1995. What Simpsons character popped a cap in Homer's boss, Montgomery Burns?
Oh, that's Maggie.
That's Maggie.
Correct.
Yeah.
1994. What Kenny Rogers song was complex enough to inspire 5 made-for-TV movies?
Oh, The Gambler.
Gambler is correct.
Woo!
Boom.
Gonna tell all the listeners how you go through and find the easy ones for other teams.
You got 6 out of 6. What are you talking about?
Oh no, I'm kidding. And I would have gotten the Powerpuff Girls one wrong. So I was really happy that this was not my card. It just looks funny because you keep going through so many cards.
1991. Get this. We're gonna double your points, gentlemen.
Oh my
what
God.
TV series challenge Scott Bakula blah to portray Dr. Ruth?
Quantum Leap.
1991. Philip, do you concur?
That's the only Scott Bakula. I concur.
1991, Quantum Leap. You are correct. That is a sweep.
Holy
Ooh.
Shit.
He did the accent, you guys. It was wild. Yeah.
Points.
Yeah. Wore the dress, did the accent. Ugh.
Back when TV was still good.
That's right.
All right.
Listen, I love it. I love Quantum Leap.
Updated scores, please, Tara.
Yes, Leah has 6 points. Brian and Philip tied with 8.
All right, let's get back into it. Back to Brian. 1983 to 1986, plastic surgeon, St. Allegius Hospital, Boston, Mass.
So St. Allegius, that was St. Elsewhere, but I don't... Howie Mandel.
1996 to 2000, orthopedic surgeon, workplace redacted, Chicago, Illinois.
Is that Mandy Patinkin? Was he on Chicago Hope? Or no, yeah.
2003 to 2022, Supervisory Special Agent, Naval Criminal Investigation Service, Washington, D.C. Washington, D.C.? I'll get your fryer out of the taco, sir. Washington, D.C.
Puberty comes at you fast.
What were the years, please?
2003 to 2022. Naval Criminal Investigation Service, Brian.
That's NCIS. It's navally.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Day point.
Another show I've never seen.
Oh, boy. All right. So,
was Mark Harmon
surgeon.
On that?
Mark Harmon, I heard it. You got
there
it.
There we go.
1 point. All right. Can you name the shows involved?
Well, NCIS. So then the middle one, what's it?
Orthopedic surgeon, Chicago, Illinois.
Was St. Elsewhere the first one?
Yeah. Yep.
And then was Chicago Hope this the middle one?
You are correct.
Know,
one more salt. Point.
Woo!
Nice.
Lucky.
Back to Leah. 2013 to 2015, psychiatrist, Baltimore, Maryland.
13 to 15, psychiatrist, Baltimore, Maryland. Okay.
I'm so sorry. I just completely blanked on everything.
It's extra hot, great game time. That's where you were. I'm Dave.
Honestly, thank you.
All right. Would you like another clue?
Yes,
Can I offer you another clue? 2019 to 2023, Leah. Sex therapist, yes. Moordale, United Kingdom.
I'm so sorry. I am just not... sex therapist, Kinsey... Maybe it's... I can never remember that man's name. Let's keep going.
Last item, 1993 to 2002, special agent, FBI, Washington, D.C. So we've got psychiatrist in Baltimore, sex therapist, Moordale, United Kingdom, special agent, FBI, Washington.
I'm completely blanking. I'm sorry. I got nothing.
Nothing. All right. Opening it up. Philip.
Everyone else.
Jillian Anderson.
Yes. All right.
Thank you. Yeah.
Let's review. Yes. Psychiatrist in Baltimore, sex therapist, United Kingdom, special agent, Washington. Can you name those shows?
I cannot. I mean, X-Files. But
X-Files is one of them. The other ones were?
The show with Jamie Dornan, the creepy one.
Oh, The Fall?
Yeah, that's
not
The Fall.
Anybody know the other ones? We're looking for
Sex
Hannibal
Education.
And Sex Education, correct. Yeah, Hannibal, Sex Education, X-Files.
A creepy show.
All right, we are to Philip. 2003 to 2010. Regional Accounts Supervisor, JLB Credit, London, UK.
Who was in London? That's going to be next position.
2013-2017. Detective Sergeant, Town Redacted, Dorset, UK.
Oh, someone English. This Idris Elba?
Here's your third item. 2009-2010. Queen of the United Kingdom, United Kingdom. So once again, Regional Account Supervisor, JLB Credit, London. Detective Sergeant, Town Redacted, Dorset, UK. Queen of the UK.
Is this Olivia Colman?
It is Olivia Colman. Can you name those three shows?
No. The Queen,
Nope, sorry. And... That's not right. She played the Queen, not in the Queen, though. We're looking for The Crown, Broadchurch, and Peep Show.
Okay, thank you.
To Brian, 2017-2018, Investigator, The Bureau Underground, Los Angeles.
Ooh.
In brackets, good luck.
Yeah, was it Middleman? I don't know, idea. Next clue, please.
2022 to the present, Python Hunter, Florida.
Oh, okay. Crap, what is his name? I'm trying to think of the name of the show. What's his name? Robbins? Craig Robbins?
You're very close.
Close, yeah.
Craig Robinson. Robinson,
okay.
All right, your third CV item was Warehouse Foreman, 2003 to 2015, Dunder Mifflin Paper Company, so, Scranton. Can you name the shows?
That's The Office.
That is The Office, yes.
The second... Oh, what is the name of that show? I can't... It's like... It's... No, I can't name it. The Snake People.
The
no,
Snake People.
I don't know.
That one's called Killing It.
Killing It. And I have no idea what the first one
was. The first one is Ghosted. Ghosted with
Ghosted.
Adam Scott.
Adam Scott.
Oh, I've seen it. It's recommended on Hulu or something.
Hulu's wrong. Okay. Leah, 2011. Inclusive. General store owner and manager, Bennett, Kentucky.
Oh, no. Kentucky. There are just all these shows in Kentucky that I never watch, and I was confused. Deadwood and Justified and all this stuff.
Deadwood's not
and
in
I
Kentucky.
Never know which.
Yeah, Deadwood's in Deadwood.
It's in
Deadwood.
That's what I'm saying. I never remember.
This is more of a geography issue than a TV show issue.
Oh, Deadwood is actually in Deadwood. Yeah, that makes sense. I honestly didn't think about it. Anyway, remember how sometimes I'm dumb?
Oh, sure. We all are.
Tara, you're trying so hard.
How many times did I try to say the name of an actor and fucked up today? At least 12.
We said Marvis earlier.
I said
everyone's
Marvis.
Dumb sometimes.
I'm the fucking
true.
Dumbest
that's
of them
true.
All.
That's true. Timothy Oliphant.
All right. Just to remind everybody, because it was about 3 minutes ago, that was 2011, general store owner and manager. I'm just resetting it for the... What are you looking at me like? I just...
Yeah.
Next one, Leah.
Three.
Got a lot of two here. All right, next
Mom
one.
Mom and Dad are fighting.
2013 to 2018. This is a weird thing to put on your CV, but it is KGB handler, Washington, D.C. I mean, if you ask me, not a very good thing to put on your CV, but it's a competitive work.
No, you're supposed to say you work for the State Department.
Well, I mean, it depends on your job searching, I guess.
That's true. That's a good point, Brian.
KGB handler, Nathan Fillion.
All right, your last item, 2014-2020. Character actress, Hollywood, California.
Oh, everyone else is laughing. Everyone else knows.
In the notes, Mike's very good with the notes, by the way, because he's putting pronunciations in there like Lima. Be sure to say Hollywood rather than Hollywood.
Yep.
Yeah,
good call,
I noticed
Mike.
Everyone else got that. I don't have it, though.
Don't have it? No idea who this actor is?
No.
Anybody
is
else?
It Jane Lynch?
No, not Jane Lynch again. Anybody else?
Character actress Margot Martindale.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yep. There you go. Okay, can you name the shows, Leah? We had General Store Owner and RN.
Absolutely not.
Hey, I like
that was a flat, definitive no.
Yeah. No.
Yeah, there's the crying show is all I got out of there.
All right, we got Justified. That's in Kentucky. We got The Americans.
See?
KGB handler. We have BoJack Horseman set in Hollywood.
Okay.
Back to Philip, 2006 to 2010. Owner and operator, 30-minute workout gym, Los Angeles.
30-minute workouts. Mm-hmm. 29 too long. What's the next one?
2012-2019, Vice President of the United States, Washington, D.C.
Oh, this is Julia Louis-Dreyfus.
You are good for 2 points. Your third item, 89 to 98, editor J. Peterman Company, New York City. Name those shows.
Veep, Seinfeld, and The New Adventures of Old Christine.
You are
Look
good for an extra
good.
Point.
Excellent.
All right, Brian, are you ready?
No.
All right. 2021 to the present, Galactic Emperor Trantor. Trantor is the place.
Oh, well, glad you clarified that.
Trantor. Galactic Emperor Trantor. I mean...
I can only guess that's a cartoon, but I don't know. So next one, please. Next TV item.
2014 to 2017, sales executive, Cardiff Electric, Dallas, Texas.
See, with the Cardiff, I was thinking Doctor Who related, but no, I don't know.
You want
next,
that last one?
Next item, please.
2008 to 2009, owner and pie maker, The Pie Hole. So we've got Galactic Emperor, good for him.
Yep.
Sales executive.
Or her.
Oh, yeah, right, or her. That's what I meant to say. I mean, it would be Galactic Empress.
Jesus. That's Women's true. History Month true. Is over.
Yeah, we're not doing this. Owner and pie maker. I mean, I understand pie maker. Yeah, sure, but you know, emperor. Come on.
I'm gonna need the actor so I can hopefully guess the shows, please.
That's my gender studies degree behind me.
All right, you don't know who the actor is?
No.
All right, somebody let him know.
It's Lee Pace.
Lee Pace.
Hubba hubba.
All right.
Again, you're just like making up names for me. I don't know.
No,
who this
in that short suit, the suit with the shorts.
In his defense, Lee Pace sounds like something from Dukes of Hazzard.
Yeah, I have no idea who that is. So
all right.
None of those shows. Am I being punked?
Yep. All right. He played the Galactic Emperor. Plays the Galactic Emperor, and the seat of government is in Trantor, on Foundation. He's the sales executive, Cardiff Electric, in Halt and Catch Fire. And he's the pie maker on Pushing Daisies. So no points there. Leah, 2011 to 2018, managing partner, Pearson Hardman, New York City.
A lawyer show, New York City. Let's keep going.
2002 to 2003, first officer, Serenity.
Is this Nathan Fillion?
2021 to the present, EMS paramedic captain, Austin, Texas.
Oh, I don't, I only watch original.
Excuse us.
I'm sorry.
Is it too real? Is it too real watching 911 Lone Star? Is that the problem?
I know.
Wow,
it just scares
me right down the road.
Yeah,
oh,
the whole game's a ballot.
I'm afraid like a cow is going to explode or something is going to end up in my yard. Rob Lowe? Is the person I know on that show?
Do you know the shows?
No.
I mean, there's only one other 911. I think
one
she
Lone
knows.
Star.
Sure. Okay. There you go.
Yeah.
Managing partner in New York City? No? It's a very popular show nowadays on Netflix.
Well, where's your gender studies degree? Come on.
I mean, it's right there on the wall.
Yeah.
All right. Suits, Firefly, 911 Lone Star, Gina Torres. All right. This is for Philip. It'll take us into our score break. 1996 to 2002, personal assistant, redacted, sports management, Los Angeles.
Is this Josh Charles?
2018 to 2022, foreign intelligence operative, MI6, London.
Not bad. This is... can you repeat the first one?
96, 2002, personal assistant at Redacted Sports Management, Los Angeles.
And then you move to London is Rob Lowe.
2005, 2014, surgeon, Seattle Grace Hospital, Seattle, Washington.
This is, Sandra
yeah.
O.
Yeah, you're right, yeah.
Oh.
Cute.
All right, personal assistant, surgeon, foreign intelligence operative, name those shows.
Killing Eve.
Killing Eve.
Grey's
yep.
Anatomy.
Yep.
And
personal assistant.
I don't think I've seen this. It's Sports Night.
Incorrect. Anybody know this one?
Arliss.
Yes. Arlie. Dollar sign. All right. That is time for our second score break, Tar.
Okay. Things have changed. Philip is in the lead with 13. Brian just behind with 10. Leah has 6.
All right. That means, Leah, you're in the Gross Ecologer Talent Zone. Last one of the day. Oh, you swept it earlier in the episode. Are you going to go with the 90s box again?
I am.
All right.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Ooh.
1995. What Saturday Night Live New Age therapist joked when you assume you make an ass out of Uma Thurman?
Is that Stuart Smalley?
You are correct.
Nice.
1995. What science fiction TV series begins when Q-Ball, that's spelt with a Q, drags three other through a portal to the first of many alternate Earths?
Yeah, so I am a space person, so Battlestar Galactica? I'm sorry, they're literally all the same to me.
Sliders.
Oh, I've heard of that. Okay.
You can still get 4 points by answering two more questions correctly. What songbird uttered the F word 13 times in one night on Letterman's TV show? 1994.
That was Madonna.
That was Madonna. All right, you need one more.
I know my Letterman.
Songbird.
Yeah, it's an odd choice for her, especially now.
1997, Leah. What TV series featured a werewolf who plunked bass in a band called Dingoes Ate My Baby?
That is Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
That is, and you just added 4 points to your total.
Damn.
Let's get them updated scores.
Okay, well now Leah and Brian are tied with 10 points each. Phillip's still ahead, 13.
All right, we've got 3 questions left for everybody, so it's anybody's game. Let's get back to it with Brian's next set of CV items, 2023 to the present. Private investigator, Crystal Cove.
What was the beginning year?
Last year, 2023.
Last year. I do not know.
2005 to 2013, customer service representative, Dunder Mifflin Paper Company, Scranton, Pennsylvania.
Okay. So I'm trying to think who on that show on The Office currently has another show, but I don't know anyone that... I don't know anybody that's on the show that has another show right now, so I don't know.
All right, your last item. 2012-2017, fertility specialist, fertility clinic, New York City.
No idea. The only Rainn Wilson.
Rainn Wilson is incorrect. Does anybody know what actor we are talking about here?
Mindy Kaling.
Mindy Kaling is correct.
God.
Yes, all right, so Brian, to review.
Okay. Yes.
We've got...
The Mindy Project.
We've got the Mindy Project. Oh, fuck, where is that? All right, there we go.
You can't... It doesn't work to say don't play it. That makes you play it more.
Sure. You got the Mindy Projects. You got The Office. You need one more. And that's The Private Investigator in Crystal Cove. Started last year, ongoing.
It's the, what's, is it, I know, is it like the animated Scooby-Doo redo, what's...
I'm not going to say anything until you say these words. My answer is...
My answer is Velma.
You are correct. Extra
Damn.
Point.
Nice.
Nicely done. All right, Leah, 2018 to 2023, Butcher, Santo Padre, California.
Okay. I'm sorry. Can we repeat that?
2018.
I was singing Scooby Dooby Redo and the Mindy song in my head. I'm sorry.
2018 okay. to 2023. Butcher, Santo Padre, California.
Don't know. So, Tim Allen.
1984 to 1989. Commanding Officer, Organized Crime Bureau, Miami-Dade Police Department.
Is this Don Johnson?
2003 to 2009, Commander, Colonial Fleet, 12 Colonies of Kobol.
I feel like now you're making stuff up.
Didn't you just say you were a space girl? Like, it's so spacey
sounding.
No, I
said I'm not a space girl. I am.
Well,
I
then
am,
you're fucked.
I think you said
I am
you
a
were.
Fist up to space.
That's what I heard too, for the record.
All right.
Oh, no.
Any idea who this is?
None.
Anybody else know? Commander of the Colonial Fleet?
Oh yeah, Edward J. Olmos.
Yes, is correct. All right, so can you name the shows? Once again, Butcher, Santo Padre, California. Commanding Officer, Miami-Dade Police Department. Commander, Colonial Fleet.
No, this is another no.
Anybody else know all of them?
Battlestar, Miami Vice, and Dexter.
No.
Dexter.
Grace and Frankie?
Mayans MC, the Sons of Anarchy spinoff.
Oh.
Okay. But he was on Dexter, wasn't he? For season?
Yeah, he was on one season.
Okay.
Imaginarily.
To Philip. 2014 to 2015, Switchboard Operator, Los Alamos, New Mexico.
Switchboard. Betty Gilpin.
Not a bad guess.
2013 to 2015, Escort, Washington, D.C.
Alexandra Breckenridge.
2017 to 2023, stand-up comedian, New York City.
Rachel Brosnan.
You are correct for 1 point. Name those three shows for an additional juicy, delicious point. Switchboard Operator, Los Alamos, New Mexico.
And that was 13 to 14?
14 to 15.
14 to 15. Let me... Okay, so... Marvelous Mrs. Maisel.
Mervis.
House of Cards. Mervis. Yeah. And...
What's that third one?
I am Breaking Bad.
Incorrect. That is the last WGN Super Channel show. Manhattan.
Yeah.
All about the Manhattan Project. And it was a really good show.
It was.
Mm.
1 point.
I'll take
though.
Your word for that.
Brian, this is your last question. Your first item is 1986 to 1990. Mail Lady, Puppet Land.
Okay, well, that sounds like Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood or something, so I don't know who the actress would be.
Next item?
Yes, please.
2015 to the present, Chief of Patient and Medical Services, Gaffney Chicago Medical Center, Chicago, Illinois.
Don't know.
Last item, 1993 to 2010, Commander, 27th Precinct Detective Squad, New York City.
I do not know, because that sounds like a cop show, which I generally don't watch, so.
Here's how else you don't know. This person's name has already come up, and you said, I don't know who that is.
Okay. I still don't
so
know,
you
who,
know
it
who it is, but you don't know who it is.
You don't know.
Anybody want to put Brian out of his misery here for the second crack at?
Is that Asapatha Murkison?
There you go.
Surely is.
Who? Yeah. Ooh. She's Lou. She's a lieutenant from Law and Order.
Okay, you got one show, Law and Order, okay, thanks to your competitor, Leah.
Oh,
can you mention, can you name the other two shows? So, Mail Lady in Puppetland from the 80s, 2015...
Is that Mr. Rogers, the mail lady?
Or no. Pee-wee's Playhouse is the mail lady. And Chicago Med is the second
okay.
one.
Okay.
All right. Here is your last set of CV items, Leah. 2006, 2007. Writer, National Broadcasting System, Hollywood, California.
Sarah Jessica Parker.
2003 to 2006. General Manager, New Burbage Festival, New Burbage, Ontario, Canada.
Oh, no, not Canadian. Sorry.
He might be American. People get work visas all the time.
That's true. That's true.
It's not.
Dan Levy.
2015 to 2021, store manager, Cloud 9, St. Louis, Missouri.
I think that's Superstore. Isn't that Superstore? The general manager. Oh, it's Mark McKinney.
Mark McKinney is good for 1 point. All right, nice. So let's review, see if you can get these shows. We've got a writer at the National Broadcasting System in Hollywood. The years were 2006 to 7.
Yeah, I'm not going to get it. The only two I'm thinking of are Superstore and Slings and Arrows.
Those are the other two.
Wow. And Kids in the Hall.
Oh, nope, not Kids
reboot.
In the Hall. Anybody? Philip?
Is it Studio 60?
Yep, Studio 60 on
oh
Sunset
my God.
Strip.
Wow.
Nicely done.
Yes. I forgot he was on that show completely.
I did not know that.
All right, Philip, close us out. 2016 to 2023, U.S. federal judge, Southern District of New York, New York City. 16 to 23.
Okay, another honorable in position. 16 to 23. Yes.
Not stalling at all is what you're doing.
No. Pearson. The Littlest Hobo.
2005 to 2010, lead agent, FBI Violent Crimes Squad, Los Angeles.
2005 to 2000, FBI Crime Squad. What was the... I need the last one.
1990 to 1995, physician, Sicily, Alaska.
This is going to... Jerry Orbach.
Wow, that would be great if it was.
It really would.
I kind of would love
be
to see that
be a different show?
Would be a different show. Anybody know the actor?
Is it Rob Morrow?
Rob Morrow, yeah. Okay, Philip, are you have any chance of the shows here?
No idea. I just want to say Rob Morrow.
All right. Going to give him 2 day points for that one.
Nice.
We were looking for federal judge in Billions, lead agent, FBI Violent Crime Squad in Numb 3 years, and Northern Exposure is where Sicily, Alaska is set. Mm. All right. That is regulation, Tara. I need them scores.
Yeah, you do. Well, Brian and Leah finished tied with 11 points. Philip, our victor again with 14.
All right, nicely done.
Yeah, Philip.
All right, before we say goodbye, let's use this tiebreaker. We have up to 5 items for you to figure out who we're talking about.
Wow.
Whoever wins will get to determine who loses a steel meal. So we're going to put you in a weird spot. You're going to have to fuck somebody over. Here we go. Shout it out when you think you know the actor. 2015 to 2016, legal consultant, Jefferson Sanderson Holt, Boise, Idaho. So it's Jefferson Sanderson and Holt is the place. Boise, Idaho is the location. I mean, it's the workplace and location.
Can we guess multiple times?
Yeah, just guess until you go.
Rob Lowe.
Rob Lowe is correct.
Wow!
That was the grinder.
Whoa.
Nicely
the grinder.
Done.
Wow.
He's on a roll.
Yeah.
Valued guest.
Wait, who's getting fucked over for steel meals?
Who's getting fucked over? Phil, you want to take one away from Tara, who's been doing good service all day long?
Just that one.
The only person I have to look directly in the eyes to do it. I'm, you know, Sarah and the valued guests maybe need them more, so I'm going to take it from Tara.
All right, that's a good choice.
Done.
And you're a monster, Philip. I can't believe you would do that to somebody. Well, guys, that is it for another episode of Extra Hot Great. We played My God is Full of Guest Stars from Meredith, and follow that up with Mike's TV CVs. There was laughter, there was tears, there was excitement and disappointment. But when the dust settled, it was Philip winning both games today. Remember,
we're listening.
I am David T. Cole, and on behalf of Tara Ariano,
you look marvelous.
Fuck off. Dr. Calhoun.
I have no idea who that is.
Leah.
Maybe I'm smart sometimes.
And Philip.
CSI SVU.
Thanks for listening. A show we all like to watch. Next time, right here on Extra Hot Great.
He's slick, he's cool, but he ain't no trivia fan. He got invited to Game Time, a contest so divine. But little did he know, it's about TV on a spooky Halloween night. The first question pops up, it's about a sitcom. Scratches his head, feeling a bit dumb. He tries to recall, but his memory's not intact. But no worries, he's got his charm ready to distract. Game time! Oh, game time! That fire man ain't got a clue. He's got the fangs, but he can't beat this TV crew. Game time! Oh, game time! The stakes are getting high.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.